we get still, we would let there be an inner communication. And whether you hear it as a question of what is growth all about and what must I do next, or whether you feel it as a desire that says the same thing. I want to grow. I want to know. I want to experience. I want to be. Where are the instructions? What are the steps? And first we must recognize that we're not looking for anything out there. That everything out there is an effect. So it is obvious that we will get to the cause. Each one taking responsibility for themselves. Paul tells us, I die daily. And we think, what does that mean? And then if we look to our beloved teacher and read his words, you must be born again. And another time he says, become as a child. Are they conflicting statements? Or are they saying the same thing? What is the dying daily? What is the born again? What is it to become a child and feel the joy of holding a whole rainbow right in your hand? Entombment? Awareness? What is it that must die daily? And are we willing to let it die? Those old habits? The self-image that we perhaps have accepted from other people, from the world, from what we hear all the time as they say, those outer instructions. Are we willing to let that die? And is that a death that is morbid or the end? Or is it a letting go? Is it actually the first step of a resurrection? Isn't the dying daily and the being born again all part of the same flow? Does it mean that we have to go through a period of feeling guilty? Of course not. Rehashing all the years that we think we've wasted. There's no waste in spirit. But it's a time of being mature, spiritually mature. It's nothing to do with age. But looking at ourselves where we are right now in consciousness, and just as easily as we would go through our wardrobe or some of the things that we have in our possession and say, this is no longer me. This is not mine. I don't relate to this anymore, and letting it go. Just that easily. What are you ready to let go of? A concept that perhaps you are a person with bad habits. That might be a fact. But is that who you are? And if you're ready to rise up and be born again in the awareness of who you are, then are you ready to let the other part go? Dying just means that part is finished. Do you think of yourself as weak? And has it become a crutch? And are ready to let that go and know that you have spiritual feet that you can stand on. And you're ready to walk on it. The feeling of insecurity, feeling of unworthiness, the sadness over all the things you haven't done, maybe some remorse over some of the things that you did do. Do you want to spend the rest of your life giving energy to this, keeping it alive? Or are you ready to let it go? Finished with that part, so that you can come face to face with that pure energy that is you, and experience a born again reality. Every morning we're born again. Every time we have a new idea, it is like a new birth. Every time there is a flash in your mind and you understand, isn't that a new birth? Every moment of inner freedom, isn't that being born again? Every time you get in tune with aspiration and inspiration, isn't that becoming like a little child? Feeling the enthusiasm of it. Accepting the trust of a child, the faith. Yes, sometimes the wisdom of a child. There is no time like the present. And if you're here, and you relate to this, it's because you're ready. No one can trespass on your soul, on the depths of your being, or at least they shouldn't try. This is something that each one of us has to do for ourselves. We can encourage each other. We can be there to remind each other. But each one makes their own decision. And one tentacle at a time, we remove all that we have accepted that has been binding us, limiting us. Just recognizing, I accepted that. Maybe that's the best I knew at that time. It doesn't matter now why. It only matters that I understand this is not me. Something I've done, someone I thought I was, whatever category you put it into. But recognizing yourself, even for a moment, seeing face to face the light that is you, you can no longer accept what is offensive to you as a spiritual being. It's not bad, it's not right. It just isn't you. Let it go. Have you seen a tree growing that has had vines cluttering it? And they're allowed to grow up the trunk of the tree. And before you know it, they encompass the whole tree. And you can see the tree can't handle it. And it would be so obvious what to do. Just go out and cut the roots of the vines. And do the same thing. These old habits are like vines. And we give them energy because we think, this is me. But we're ready now. And just letting them go is like cutting them at the roots. The only energy they have is the energy we give them. And just as you've seen that outer tree come into full expression once it's freed of all this entanglement, see yourself literally going through a new birth in life, in energy, in ideas, in enthusiasm, in awareness. And know you're not the creator, but you're co-creator. And as co-creator, you're taking your responsibility. Free as a child. All of eternity ahead of you. But living in the fullness of today, this moment. And being more and more aware of the movement within you. Listening to the question that your own soul is asking. Feeling the desire of your own being. And knowing, I am ready. I've come to this place where I can no longer turn back. But it's also the place that I go forward from. And the going forward is not the person you knew before, but a brand new consciousness. Now feel that rainbow. The rainbow symbolizing all the colors of the universe, all the energy, all the expressions. And it's right where you are, waiting to be released, wanting to be expressed. It's life saying, I must live. It's creative love saying to you and through you, I must be expressed. And it's the light that is you saying, I must radiate. See yourself as the infinite has always seen you and will always see you. Whole, complete, fulfilled, and active. A very vital part of the universe of unfoldment. There is a uniqueness that only you can say yes to. It has been saying yes to you since the very beginning. In gratitude, in joy, and in childlike expectancy, we give thanks, and so it is.